Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Humboldt County residents have several Memorial Day ceremonies to choose from as events are held throughout the county today. Woodley Island will host the annual ceremony dedicated to those who were lost at sea, with the ceremony beginning at 9:30 this morning at the Fisherman Statue in Eureka. At 10 o'clock, Ferndale will begin its annual Memorial Day Parade, and at 11 o'clock, a Memorial Day service will be held at the Greenwood Cemetery in Arcata. In Eureka, observers will gather at the Ocean View Cemetery and at Sunset Memorial Park to honor those who have served and are still serving in the armed forces. Captain Salvatore Palmieri from the Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay will be the keynote speaker, and an honor guard will be on hand as well. In Trinidad at 2 o'clock this afternoon, the 18th annual ceremony at the Memorial Lighthouse will be held to honor those who were buried at sea. In addition to Memorial Day ceremonies, family gatherings, and plenty of barbecue, the final day of the Kinetic Sculpture Races wraps up today as participants vie to be the first to cross the finish line in Ferndale. The racers will cross the finish line beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon or after the finish of the parade. An award ceremony and dinner will follow at Foreman's Hall. The annual three-day event begins in Arcata and sees Kinetic Sculptures head across the dunes to Halverson Park in Eureka. On Sunday, the teams made the water crossing from Halverson Park and then raced through Old Town and into Lolita before finishing up on Main Street in Ferndale. Local and state law enforcement agencies make no secret of their goal over holiday weekends to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadway. And in Rio Del, six drivers learned the hard way. Officers from the DUI Task Force conducted a driver's license checkpoint on Wildwood Drive in Rio Del on Saturday night into the early morning hours of Sunday. More than 250 vehicles were screened at the checkpoint, and one driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI. Two drivers were arrested for driving on suspended licenses, one for driving without a license, and another for an outstanding warrant. One other driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI when a patrol officer pulled him over on Highway 101 just after the checkpoint was closed down. Officers from local police departments along with the California Highway Patrol are focusing on traffic safety throughout tonight as the holiday comes to an end. An officer from the Eureka Police Department witnessed a pickup truck being driven in an erratic and dangerous manner late Saturday night and attempted a traffic stop. Instead of pulling over, the driver, 34-year-old Randall Betha of Eureka, instead led the officer on a vehicle pursuit over wet and slippery roads before finally losing control on Skyline Drive. After a brief struggle with the officer, Betha was detained and then arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, evading police and resisting arrest. He was booked into county jail with a $50,000 bail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to disaster preparedness. And if you're a resident of Humboldt County, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department is here to help. Disaster preparedness is a necessity for those who reside on the North Coast, where earthquakes, wildfires, and winter storms can leave folks stranded and without basic services. They also stretch the limits of what local emergency services can provide. To help residents prepare for disasters, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department will host a community emergency response workshop from June 7th through the 9th. The training session will allow residents to be prepared to assist neighbors in the case of a natural disaster and assist emergency services and first responders who are not immediately available. The training consists of the basic disaster response skills such as fire safety, light search and rescue, team organization, and medical operations. CERT members can then provide detailed information to the first responders when they reach the scene. For more information about the training sessions, contact the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. And that's Our Community News. And that's the news on this Memorial Day Monday. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.